Good evening, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, depending on what time you hear this podcast. So I decided to take a break of a week from recording for many different reasons. One of the main reasons why I decided to take a break was because last Sunday was Valentine's Day. And whether you are married, you are in a relationship, or you don't have a romantic relationship, but you do have family and friends that love you, always understand, or at least I believe everyone should understand, that Valentine's Day should be every day. Because you should express love towards everyone that you love. And you should also love yourself. And love is a complicated emotion. But when it is given and when it is received in a positive way, it will give positive results. And you feel amazing. Who doesn't like to be loved or feel loved or feel appreciated or valued? So, moving on to the next topic. For those who know me personally and who have been listening to my podcast from episode number one, I appreciate you all. And I thank you for the support. And I thank you for listening and sharing my podcast if you have. I even thank you even more if you have been listening to the podcast more than one occasion. I have received so much positive feedback. And I think that positive feedback has given me more confidence and assurance that this podcast is bigger than what I believe it will become, and that it is definitely making it's making the change and it's making the progress and the impact that I wanted to make. I want to talk about something that is very personal. I want to talk about something that is very uncomfortable. I want to talk about something that many of us have experienced. And perhaps how we have coped, how we have interpreted, how we have ignored can make all the difference. So this week's topic is about trauma. Now, what is trauma? Trauma, by definition, is a deeply distressing or disturbing experience. This is a very broad definition because trauma can be described as all kinds of trauma. There are so many kinds of trauma out there. But one of the traumas that I want to focus on in this week's podcast is psychological trauma. So, according to our famous search engine Google, psychological trauma is damage to a person's mind as a result of one or more distressing events causing overwhelming amounts of stress that exceed the person's ability to cope or integrate the emotions involved. eventually leading to serious long-term negative consequences. So who better to use as an example than myself? I have experienced numerous types of traumatic events in my life. Some I will share, and some I will share when the time is right. When I was 7 years old, I was sexually abused by an older family member. It affected me to a point where I did not share this trauma or this event until I was about 10, 11 years old. The response that I received from my parents and from my family also traumatized me, because I felt that I did not receive the adequate support or acknowledgement of this trauma. That affected me into my development and into my childhood, into adolescence, and even into being a young adult. Another traumatic experience or another type of trauma that I handled or was faced in my childhood was not receiving the emotional support or nurturing from my parents. Now, this is not to say that my parents were bad people, and this is not to say that I hold any negative emotions towards my parents. This is just stating the facts. And the facts are that my father, growing up, was an emotionally absent father. Now, there can be numerous reasons why he was that way. And culturally, it didn't help either. Because culturally, men aren't supposed to show much emotion. You know, society will downplay a man for their masculinity if they express emotion, if they cry. But if they get angry or show outward expression of anger, it gets a totally different response. And unfortunately, that is still the case today. Going back to my father, he was emotionally absent, and that affected me as a child and even growing into a young lady and as a woman, a young woman. My mother struggled emotionally from a lot of things that she experienced in her childhood, in her upbringing, and even within the relationship that she had with my dad. So growing in a household where emotions are already distorted created a child or created an individual that struggled to express themselves and struggled with understanding emotions and struggled with understanding what emotions are. As I got older and I started dating in my young adult age, I was not properly instructed, properly guided as to what a man is supposed to do or express that would equate to what love is. I did not know what love was. I understood what it was because you read about it in books, you see it in movies, you have different depictions of what love is. But in real life, and from another individual that is in your family, I struggled with what that was. My parents had a interesting relationship. While I was growing up, from childhood and even into, again, adolescence and young adulthood, a lot of what I saw between my parents was a lot of arguing. A lot of arguing about a lot of different things that evidently at the time I did not understand what was happening because I was a child and they did not include me in their arguments. But where they made the error and the mistake was that they did these arguments in front of me. So I could not understand as a child, logically, how can two people that argue so much and disagree on so many things claim that they love each other? It doesn't make sense. Now, I know many of you who are listening can identify with what I am saying or identify with this experience and can also identify that as you got older, you did not know how to love, you didn't know how to show love, you did not know how to receive love, and you didn't know what a healthy relationship between a man and a woman looked like, or what a healthy friendship looked like, or an overall relationship. You just didn't know because what you grew up with or what you grew up around was totally distressing and disturbing. So word to the wise, from a child that grew up in dysfunction and lack of understanding, if you have children and you are having a disagreement or there is a disagreement that is happening between you and your spouse, or if you have a disagreement between you and a family member or whatever the scenario is, try your very best not to have this type of discussion or argument in front of your children, because it can create trauma to the child. You see, when you are a child, in theory, you are a clean slate. Everything that is taught and everything that you retain in terms of information and experiences and understanding different concepts primarily comes from your parents. Now, if you did not have your parents, your biological parents, it can be your adopted parents, it can be your legal guardian, it can be whoever raised you. And that also affects your mind, your psyche. And it can create a lot of trauma. So going back to my young adulthood age, which is roughly between 18 to 25, I experienced trauma in different relationships with different guys, and I associated that trauma with love, with acceptance, and with feeling validated. Because when I was young, I did not feel or did not receive that emotional support, that validation, that pat on the back that it was okay to be who I was, that it was okay to be excited about what I learned in school, that it was okay that I used to read so many scientific articles or wanting to be an astronaut when I was in first or second grade, or wanting to draw, or wanting to be in karate, or wanting to do a lot of the different things that I desired to do but was denied because of, now as an adult I can say, because of finances, and also my parents didn't see it as a need. They saw it as a want. And instead of encouraging the possibilities of me, who knows, possibly working for NASA, probably doing or working in a STEM program. I could have been in a STEM organization, or I could have been an artist. I probably could have drawn, or you know, get into drawing and portraits and things like that. But because of their perspective on things, I was deprived of that. And the trauma, or the traumatic response of that, was I am not enough. There is something wrong with me, and it needs to change. I need to do something that will please my parents. And for many years, I did what I thought would please my parents. And as I got older, I realized, or I started realizing, that anything that I did was not pleasing towards my parents. And that was very frustrating. Because even in a intimate relationship with a man, I also felt the same way. Anything that I did or said was not enough. Now, as an adult, I can say that was not true. I just struggled with knowing when an individual, or when someone accepts me for who I am, and even accepting myself as who I was, or who I am currently. I was the type of young woman that was social, outgoing with everyone, but always felt like I didn't have friends. So when I didn't involve myself around people, I would keep to myself. And I internalized a lot of things. I also remember taking a lot of things that was said and done, whether it was at home or in a relationship or around people in school or wherever I was, I would take those type of experiences and I would carry it with me, and I would internalize it and eventually suppress these things, which in turn caused a lot of trauma based on the definition that I read earlier about psychological trauma. It was very, very difficult to even receive a compliment from someone because I was not accustomed to that, and my mind was conditioned to hear a critic, a negative criticism, or a sarcastic comment over positive feedback or positive criticism. Long term of those type of experiences created a sense of self-doubt. When I was in my teenage years, I would say that I struggled with self-esteem, but I won't say that I valued myself very low. I knew that I was worth something, or that I was worth, that I had worth, but I didn't understand how much worth I had. So in my dating years and my dating experiences, I always settled for less because I believed in giving someone the benefit of the doubt and believing that I can help this person see the value that I see in myself. That caused for me to be influenced several times in a negative relationship that also was abusive. I have been in intimate relationships with a man that abused me verbally, that abused me mentally, and also abused me emotionally. Now, there is a saying that says, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never hurt me." I believe that that is a lie. I believe that the body can recover from a wound, a fracture, any type of injury. But the words that someone says, the insults that a person says to you, the mockery, any negative experience that you can think of that someone will tell you, that is something that resonates in the mind oftentimes. And it can create a negative flashback. It can create so many things that can cause for someone to internalize that. If you are in a relationship where your partner is telling you that you will not result into anything, it gets to a point where your mind starts believing that you are nothing. And if someone manipulates your emotions and says that you're not allowed, and not so many words, you're not allowed to feel the emotions that you feel about this person, that can also distort your whole perspective on emotions in a healthy way. Because when it comes to abuse, similar to trauma, there's nothing positive about it. And if it doesn't get resolved or recovered or healed, it will be a long suffering. It will be a bad thought. It would be a burden that you're carrying. It would be a chip on your shoulder. And if you go through these experiences more than one time, two times, three times, and you face things like rejection or abandonment or something famous that has been spoken about over the years as ghosting, which is when you are involved in a relationship with someone and they stop all contact with you without an explanation or without any closure. That can cause for an individual to start questioning their self-worth, questioning their identity, questioning who they are, self-sabotaging. And sabotaging is just basically self-destructing yourself, self-destructing or self-destructive behavior. So all those years of trauma created an image in my head of what love was. All those experiences at the time, the way that I coped was just pushing it to the side and moving forward. And I always had something, always found something or someone to distract myself from the distress. I don't know where you may find yourself currently. If you are currently experiencing a trauma, if you have experienced a trauma in the past, if it was a trauma from your childhood, or it was a trauma from peers, or a relationship, or even a marriage, or if you were the one that caused a trauma towards your children or your spouse or within the family. But I do want to encourage you that it doesn't matter which corner you may find yourself, there is a solution to recovering from trauma. Just like everything else in life, number one, it involves a choice. You as the individual have to make a decision if you want to heal from trauma or if you want to continue to carry this trauma. If you decide to heal from trauma, especially if the trauma is a long-term thing, in my case, my childhood trauma, or past relationships. Healing is something that everyone talks about, but nobody tells you how uncomfortable it is. Healing is not linear. Healing doesn't come in steps. And healing isn't always what you think it's going to be. Healing causes for you to be in a vulnerable state where all your guards are down and you are prone to breaking out of the comfort zone or breaking out of this condition or mindset that you had about life, about love, about anything, and you make the decision that you want to become a better person. It's almost like you are rewiring your brain to things that happened when you were a child or when you were younger. But if you choose to continue to carry this trauma, understand and know that trauma can manifest itself into physical form and it can affect your health, including mental health. Now, I am currently, and I say this unapologetically, I am currently healing from my traumas. I am currently healing from a lot of unresolved trauma that I experienced in my childhood years, in my teenage years, and even my young adult years, and even with losing both of my parents. It has not been easy, but it has been worthwhile. There are some days where I feel very happy, very positive, very good. And there have been some days where I have no energy. I am apathetic. I have no interest to do anything. And I don't want to talk to anyone about it. I don't want to handle it. I just am stuck in a mood, as people would say. But what I've understood is that trauma is good and bad. Or let me rephrase that, not trauma. Healing is necessary, but healing can look great, but it also could look very ugly. So the point of this podcast, again, is to enlighten those who have experienced trauma that, number one, you are not by yourself. I'm pretty sure there's someone closer than you think they are who has experienced some type of trauma or a similar experience to you. You do not have to be embarrassed or feel ashamed that you experienced something that caused a lot of distress towards your life. Number two, trauma can be healed. You can heal from trauma. How long it takes, it depends on the individual, but it isn't something that will never disappear. You can recover from trauma, and there are numerous ways. You can seek a therapist. You can, you know, go through different resources that are out there, and you can become a better person, a whole person. And number three that I feel is very important is that it is never your fault. The reason why you experience trauma is never your fault. You did not deserve that trauma. You did not deserve that distress. You did not deserve to feel the way that you felt when you experienced it, because you are important, you are special, and you have value. And if someone or something maliciously caused a disturbing and distressing experience, then it is that person's fault, or it is a circumstance that you went through that is at fault, not you. Stop blaming yourself for something that someone put you through, whether that be a relationship or even your family. If you have been abused in any kind of way, it is not your fault. You experienced that, but you are not to blame. This is my podcast. My name is Indiana, and I hope you enjoyed it. Bye, guys.